You're listening to Vatican Radio. In July 1943, as war raged across Europe, a group of concerned Catholics from the United States organized a mission to meet the needs of starving Polish refugees fleeing from forced labor camps in the Soviet Union. Back then, the group called itself War Relief Services. And 70 years on, that same concern for the plight of the poor and suffering motivates the agency now known as Catholic Relief Services. As the main international humanitarian organization of America's Catholic community, CRS currently works in over 90 countries worldwide, offering emergency relief as well as innovative long-term aid and development programs. As it gears up for the official July 1st anniversary, CRS has launched a commemorative website to share stories of faith, service and innovation, as well as planning ahead to provide ever-improved assistance to those most in need. Bishop Gerald Kikanis of Tucson, Arizona, is the current chair of Catholic Relief Services. He told me more about the history and vision of the agency today. Bishop Gerald Kikanis, you're the chair of Catholic Relief Services and you're marking this 70th anniversary. Let's just look back a second to the founding of this agency during the Second World War. It was founded to help a group of refugees, wasn't it, at the time?
Right. During the World War, of course, Europe was devastated by the conflicts that were taking place, and the United States bishops wanted to do something to alleviate the great suffering that was being felt throughout Europe. So it was at that time called War Relief Services, to try to reach out and show solidarity and fraternity with those who were suffering.
70 years on, refugee work is still an important part of Catholic Relief Services, isn't it?
Yes, of course, Catholic Relief Services is involved with emergency relief, which strikes so many countries with great devastation, but also working with trying to improve the lives of people around the world who live in abject poverty through things like agriculture, providing safe water, helping people to be able to manage finances and to save, to be able to resource futures for themselves. And also to attend to refugees. Next week, I'm going to Lebanon to see the work that Catholic Relief Services is doing in partnership with Caritas Syria and Caritas Lebanon to attend to the plight of Syrian refugees, which, of course, is an excruciatingly difficult and painful situation in several countries. So many Syrian refugees have had to flee the civil war and are now living in rather desperate situations. So we hope to learn more about the situation and what might be able to assist and alleviate some of the suffering of the refugees that are in Lebanon and in countries like Turkey and Egypt and Jordan as well.
The Middle East is an important focus of your work, isn't it? But you're present in 90 countries, I believe, right around the globe.
Yes, the biggest presence would be in countries throughout Africa, but there is a growing presence in the Middle East because of some of the conflict and violence that has been taking place there. And CRS is responsive to any situation and around the world where there is a great need.
You're pioneering some very innovative work, aren't you, trying to tackle different aspects of poverty, illiteracy, healthcare, for example?
Sure. As you may know, CRS has been deeply involved in AIDS relief in many countries. Not too long ago, I was in Africa, in South Africa, and had an opportunity to see the work that CRS was doing to alleviate some of the tremendous suffering and struggles in addressing the AIDS epidemic. And in many countries, CRS is involved with AIDS relief, providing assistance, support, and prevention of AIDS. As well, CRS is involved in a number of agricultural projects. In fact, we're highlighting what is called a keyhole garden, which is a small space in which people are able to grow sustenance for themselves and their families. And we saw some of that work that was going on in Madagascar, where people are being taught how to make use of limited resources and limited land to be able to provide food and nurturement for themselves and their families. And these new and inventive agricultural methods are being immensely helpful to people who sometimes were growing crops, but in ways that ultimately in time were going to be problematic.
You mentioned working together with local partners on the ground in the countries where the need is greatest. This is a very important part of your work, isn't it?
Yes, everywhere in the world, CRS doesn't work solo, but always in partnership with primarily local Caritas organizations, which are organizations of humanitarian relief like Catholic Charities in the United States. And so CRS partners with people to help carry on their work, because the issues are so immense, as you can imagine, and the challenges so significant, that to try to do responses solo or by on your own really is non-productive. And so to the extent we can work with others and try and pool our resources, pool our expertise to try to address some of the tremendously complex challenges that the world faces.
How difficult do you find it today, for example, with the current economic crisis, finding the donors who will continue to support the work that you're doing in so many different countries?
Well, it's very humbling to see the willingness of people to share their resources to help the work of the church. You know, CRS really is the arm of the United States Catholics, trying to do what we can to alleviate some of the intense poverty that exists around the world. And from very small gifts, you know, we have a program called CRS Rice Bowl, where during Lent, especially children in schools can contribute nickels, dimes, quarters to alleviate poverty, and there's opportunities to read from Scripture and to pray with their family, to become more aware of the needs around the world. And it is quite amazing, I know, in our own diocese, to see the children so desirous to try to do something for others. And I know some of our students at confirmation now have asked to have collections taken up during their confirmation, which they themselves contribute to, and direct some of those resources to programs like CRS. So there's a tremendous amount of goodwill on the part of Catholics in the United States, knowing the needs around the world, how we can be helpful and how we can respond. But there's always need, obviously, for more resources, because the needs are so immense.
You're marking this 70th anniversary. You're taking part in some celebrations there, aren't you, in Baltimore? Can you tell us a bit about what will be happening over the next few weeks?
Well, there are going to be a number of celebrations beginning on May 31st, and it will be an opportunity for us to gather at the CRS headquarters. And first of all, remember with pride those who have gone before us, who have laid the foundation for the work that continues today. And then to highlight some of the projects and work that CRS is doing around the world. As you know, we have a new president now, Dr. Carolyn Wu, who has been a marvelous addition to the work of CRS and is continuing to enhance the work that was begun before her beginning as our president. And one of the things that Dr. Wu is doing with the staff of CRS worldwide is doing some long-range planning and strategic planning to see how CRS can most effectively assist the needs around the world. And I think this strategic planning is going to be very helpful in placing CRS in a good position now as we look forward to the next 70 years and continued service to people in desperate need.
My thanks there to Bishop Gerald Kikanis of Tucson, Arizona, the current chair of Catholic Relief Services.